All right, welcome to Module 4. And the good news is we got our little laughs out, because when we do the laugh, 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 prayer, prayer, prayer tonight, we're going to do it together. And I want all of us to laugh, because I really think we need a good belly laugh. I'm feeling that, and really taking ourselves way too serious. Like, if you think about this situation we're in, that, you know, 4 billion years, a couple of shutdowns, some viruses. This is really not the biggest thing in our lives, is to be inconvenienced for a month or two. And for we just reviewed the West, and we'll get into that in just a minute. But for me, everything has been about the physical this week, and not only my physical, but everybody else around me's physical too. So, I guess I really got drenched with Zephyrus this week. And I'm not sure if that's this true for you too, but you can share that in the chat. So we're on to Module 4. And I had this sense today that people really still need a lot of support. And I think that goes for me as well, in a certain way. Like, I'm not quite ready that this closes up. And those of you who got on earlier heard me say that I spoke with Bridget this morning, and we're going to continue with the weekly Monday integration sessions up through the end of May. And it's because I think we really need this, and even this reintegration. And, it, you know, it's not mandatory. The course is over for you tonight if you want it to be. However, we're going to continue with this. And then I'm going to do a Wind Mastery course in June. Probably, I'm not exactly sure when in June, but sometime in June, I'll think about that more as I move in to today's work, which is goes about, is this spirit driven? Is there community support? So I put up in the Wind Clan, I put up a notice about this integration session. And one of the mistakes we made before with community buy-in is that we continued these integration sessions and book studies for free and stuff like that. And what we found was that it wasn't necessarily, when you offer too much for free, then people don't really feel like that they need to, you know, ever sign up and really pay for a course. So I kind of give you that little information for those of you who are starting your own businesses, that there's that balance between what do I give and when do, you know, and how do I receive. There has to be that give and take. And that's not to say that there's, you know, not some scholarships or partial scholarships and things like that that we do. So what I'm going to do is, you're already in the Windwork Basics, so you're here, so you can continue with the integration sessions with Bridget on, I think we said, we did get that far of it, that it's going to be Monday, right, Bridget, the same time? I believe it is. And so, and then I'm going to offer, if people want to take the Windwork, is it Monday, right?
Yes, it's Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific.
So you're here. We're going to offer that as an extra bonus service to you. And I'm going to offer the Windwork Basics class as a home study. And so people can then come through, catch up, so that they would be ready to do the Wind Mastery Program. Because in the Wind Mastery Program, we get into the dynamics of creativity. And I think because of this year, we're going to have to restart our year a little bit differently, or I don't know what they're calling it. I had some, you know, reintroduce ourselves. So, you know, I don't know if everyone will be out running around or not, but we'll see how that goes. All right. I finally figured out how to turn off the flying in today. And so last week we were in West, in Zephyrus, and it was all about harvest, physical endings, and death. And personally, I had a death scare, not for me personally, but a family member on Sunday. I spent a good part of the day crying. It turned out to be that it didn't, that wasn't the day, but it still was. It was, I had to look at, you know, the ending of a relationship whether I kind of felt like this was practice, if that makes sense. My niece isn't quite ready for this to happen, and so I think there's some family work to be done, but it felt like a trial run, and I got to see, my feelings around my older sister and my feelings around family members showing up this year and my other people not showing up. So for me, it was all about physical endings, death, and the harvest. No, don't worry. Nothing to be sorry about. I hate when people say, not picking on you, I hate when people say, I'm sorry when somebody's dying. And it's like, why are you sorry? They're going on. They're finished up here. They're moving on. And it's just like, I don't, it's not a, I don't know. There's nothing, to me, sorry feels like I'm apologizing for something, but that's just me. It's just never made sense why people say, I'm sorry when someone's dying. But that's just my preference. So today we're moving. Oh, sorry. Okay, you can tell Dodie she's sorry. So the north we're moving into is Boreas, the north wind. And this is all about spirit, community, and support, and finding that spiritual center. And in the center, you see here of this other vision of the spin axis. And I'm going to explain those a little bit better because the best part about these integration sessions for me is that a lot of times I will just be listening in and I will be listening in and I find out where people get tripped up and where people get, where they get caught in some of the definitions or languaging. And trust me, since this work is so new, that some of this is an exploration process. Like I try to these anchor points, and I'll talk about those later, okay? So we're gonna close the circle tonight, but not exactly, we not exactly close it since we're gonna kind of be leaving it open a little bit for this the integration hours with Bridget during May, and I'll be there some too. So I call it with her. The only reason I say it's with Bridget is because I'm not having to sit here and lead it. She is. So I kind of get to participate from a different experience. And it's just so helpful. So, any of you teachers out there, it's really interesting to have an integration session so you can see how your material is being understood in the world. And I really love that we came up with this and just by tripped over by accident and, where there needs to be more clarity. So tonight, what I wanted to talk about first was, how this process of, I don't know, oh, we're going to open up sacred space, but how the process of doing the daily life wheel was. And something that I learned about doing my daily life work, besides for that all I do is work, is that next time I'm going to do it with a daily, I'm going to take out the sleep part because it just fills up the whole thing and everything else looks minor compared to, wow, all I do is sleep instead of like, what am I doing on a day to day? Like, do I meditate? Do I do this? Because that sleep takes up, a good third of the pie. And then it's just like, okay, what else is going on here? And a third of a pie is kind of hard to cut anyway. So somebody just wrote on Facebook today is, what have you learned about yourself when with this COVID thing? And I thought to myself, well, all I learned is that now there's no excuse to not just work more. And that's just not how I was planning on 2020. What's this really good idea would be? Well, I don't, it's kind of, yeah, you could do it every day for a week. That might be a good thing too, to really see if there's much variety in how you're spending your day. Anyone else had any comments about the life wheel before we jump into opening up with our wind prayer and stuff? All right. So I was thinking that we could, yeah, she likes removing the sleep. If you would like to laugh with me, you can unmute yourself. And let's see if we can get a good belly laugh going by listening to other people laugh and, calling to our the simple wind prayer. If you got a lot of noise going on in the background, you might have to change that up a little bit, but let's laugh. Do you need something to laugh about?
No.
How did that feel? Let's call to the winds, and if you have your wind whistle and you want to wind whistle with me, let's do that. A lot of you have gotten your wind whistles, but you know, some of you don't, so you can always go your all right, so let's blow out three times really good, and then we're gonna call upon the divine winds. I'm calling on the divine winds, Eurus of the east, Notus of the south, Zephyrus of the west, and Boreas in the north. Come here today and help us navigate our lives. The wind feeds me, the wind renews, the wind is prosperous. There are many sacred gifts on the wind. The wind reveals, the wind expands, the wind is generous, the wind lives within me. The wind offers us a sweet melody. I share my gifts to the world by offering them to the wind. My body is borrowed from the earth and my spirit flies free like the wind. I bless this virus that's being shared freely across the world on the wind. I am grateful for the winds for this inspiration, this insight, and blessed be. So I kind of went there already about how I'm spending the time, and it's not necessarily exactly the way that I'm choosing to spend the time. And maybe it'd be really interesting, another thing that somebody suggested, doing it for 7 days, but it'd be also interesting to do it over for, you know, each direction to find out, do I spend my time differently when I'm working with the east wind as I do with the south wind, as I do with the west wind and the north wind? Like, because I said everything was physical this week. In fact, yesterday it turned to be 100 in the desert and I hadn't tested the air conditioning, and lo and behold, I need a new condenser. I mean, it's that kind of physical things. The old, you know, it's just, it's been that kind of a physical week. Two people have quit at work this week. I mean, it's just one of those endings. And you know, we're coming to an end with this virus, like in terms of you know, the social distancing, and now they're starting to open up golf courses, and we're figuring out to how we're going to re-enter. So we've kind of come through this, which is kind of really curious that we're at this new moon now, and we're also coming out the other side of this self-isolation or self-distancing thing. So we kind of entered into this experience together right at the beginning of this, and now we're kind of coming out like a month later together. And I just really think that there's no, you know, there's no surprise. How's that? There's probably a better word, but for me, there's just no surprise. So let's talk about the north wind. And one of the things we did was that Bridget put all of the north wind, all of the book studies in the Facebook group, and they're also, I believe they're also on the I put them all up on the homepage of this, the Windwork Basics, which you'll have access to. So the book studies are really great. In fact, when I asked Bridget today what she wanted to talk about during the next, you know, the next cycle, she's there like, well, why don't we jump into the winds? And I'm there, oh, you're committing for 32 weeks? Yay! Yeah, we all like that idea, except for Bridget goes, 32 weeks? So, you know, you have to really be careful what you commit to on a new moon. So the north wind, the wind blows to the south and turns to the north. And we've talked about this when we were in the south, and now we're going to talk about it again in the north, because it goes round and round, ever returning on its own course. Now, you know me, I get inspiration from, you know, the Bible and all of these other places, because I believe that a lot of this was borrowed from nature, and we'll talk about that a little bit on. Well, last week we were talking about how everything is interdependent. So a lot of times people get really caught up about, you know, where am I standing, which wind is blowing in my face right now? And, you know, it's, you know, some moments it's just really hard because we pivot all the time. And so, right, you could be having a mind, memory, and beliefs, but it's really interrelated, so they're not separate. So we've looked a little bit in the mind, memories, and beliefs, and trust me, we go way deeper in that in the Wind Mastery program. We really explore that pretty good. And the feelings, the same thing. And, you know, we're talking about where we've been this week, and I'm sure I've read some things on the wall, so I've seen some people have been really great. One of the things that I've been so excited about with this particular group is that everybody, or, you know, a good percentage of the people are really here, really doing the work, and that just, as a teacher, that really gets me very, very excited. The winds are really happy about it too. Sami is like right here in the middle of this tonight. So, she's saying we've done the cardinal wind so she could subtract 4. That's very funny. But you're forgetting no wind. And so today we're in module 4. This is all about the spirit community and support. So over here in the life cycle, you know, we move into the north that when we become, you know, queens and crones. And I have to tell you, when I was doing the podcast with Sandra, and one of the times she said, oh yeah, we're two, you know, elders. They're like, speak for yourself. You know, sometimes I still see myself as the daughter and the maiden and not as the elder. So it's kind of like, well, couldn't I be the daughter and the maiden and have this elder wisdom? But, you know, I kind of like, okay, if that's what you want to be, that's fine. And it's kind of an interesting period of time when you really start. And I know there's some people at various ages in here, but when all of a sudden, you know, when you hit 60, it's a really, a lot of things happen on that 60 as you're moving from the queen into the crone time, where I really think people go through all of these directions, all of the cycle again. And a lot of people I know at 60 have real physical things come up. Really, it's a physical experience as well as it's a mental experience, it's an emotional experience, and it's a physical experience. And then all of a sudden you say, wow, I'm through this. I don't really give a shit anymore what people are doing. Isn't this wonderful? You know, it's like all of a sudden there's the pressure's off. And you can let things go really easier. And for me, I thought like, wow, I've really healed. I've really been self-actualized. And then I realized, oh no, you know, the psychiatrist told you at 20, by the time you moved into menopause, it wouldn't make a difference anymore. And I think he knew something at 20 that I didn't learn till I was 60. So that's my joke. I guess I'm in a silly mood tonight. So we're at a place where at the end of the West, we're beginning to plant seeds for a new cycle. You know, things are rotten, they're falling apart. You know, when I look at this time thing and I'm thinking, well, I'm certainly, you know, not gonna cut down much on my sleep, but I certainly would like to cut down this work thing a lot more. and I'm looking at, you know, I'm looking at this, and so I'm thinking like, well, you know, what do I have to do to prepare to cut down on the work? What, and I've been doing that for a whole cycle. Like, you know, one of the things that I've been really into for the last few years is really being free from debt, so that if I wanted to work a certain length of time, or, you know, that I wasn't having that stress of gotta work, gotta get a bigger job. But, you know, like really this year, if this course and the next course, we're getting to a place where the courses could be self-sustaining pretty soon. And that feels really good to me, because that would be like combining that work and that love in the way. So I've been planting seeds for that, and they're starting to sprout. Now, it's a cycle, so it doesn't necessarily happen over the time. So tonight, where we're moving into, I love this orange, is where is spirit in your plan? I mean, think about it this year, like, okay, this was gonna be my year to be social, right? Well, where was spirit in that plan when all of a sudden, you know, it's like self-distancing, and, you know, for a couple of months, and this was the year that I was gonna go out in reverse. But I will say something that I'm very aware of this. The other day, I went to do my wind walk, and there was six neighbors out there, all with their chairs 6 feet apart in a circle. And trust me, it's not something that I would ordinarily sit down and, you know, they were all having cocktails and I don't drink, but I actually sat down, had some time with them. And it began to make me realize about, as I was moving into the north, is that this community, this aspect of where we're going into in the north, that connection, community is part of our soul. Part of our soul experience is to have that. Now, in my little meme here, I talk about in God's hands, and you can call God whatever you want. I just really like this idea that stress comes from trying to do it all on our own. Peace comes from putting it all in God's hands. So what does this have to do with the winds? Now, hopefully you'll go watch read the chapter on it and watch the video. More read the chapter would be even better, and then you can put your own input into it. But when I started writing Winds of Spirit, it was, wow, wind is a really great metaphor for, you know, Mary Poppins arrives on an east wind, left's on a west wind, Sherlock Holmes, on and on throughout history, the Bible. Then I started to see, well, isn't this curious that the Hebrew root ruach is the breath or wind or spirit. In the scripture, the word is applied to both human beings and to God. So that this wind work is about experiencing the God connection in us. And I've talked about this in so much of my work that, you know, for 12,000 years, we needed an intermediary because we had gotten disconnected from the wind and disconnected from spirit. And we had to go to our pastors and our preachers and all of these people to interpret what the wind was saying or spirit was saying. And in the truth be told is that we are the wind, we are the spirit, and everything out in the world is just a reflection of the wind that we're, you know, that we're all a part of. So when people say, you know, I'm going to stay home, and I love this, stay home and protect myself. One of my friends was talking about this for months, oh, this virus, and she goes to the smallest, she runs home to the smallest community she can find in Canada, and lo and behold, doesn't she get the COVID virus? You know, because the thing is what you resist, you persist. So you're resisting the COVID, but you are the COVID. We are the experience. We are the virus. We are the wind. We are of the wind. The virus is on the wind. So we're all experiencing it as best we can. So in the Bible, the wind is synonymous with the Holy Spirit. In the Buddhist, the state of nirvana means no wind. It's the sacred place beyond the ego consciousness. In Greek mythology, Mount Olympus is a place where no wind blows. because that's where the place of the gods. So it's that being able to be so in your spin that that you're not fighting with your own ego. We all have our ego, but that it's not the kite that you're sailing. So in the Polynesian countries, when Captain Hook came, they coined the term for him, Heoli, and I'm not quite saying it right, but it's just they were talking about there's people coming on a boat who are lacking the breath, wind, or spirit. So it's without that, it's with when it's the ego is running the show and there's not enough, there's not that divine dance. Why do we take those wind walks? So we can have that divine wind experience so that we begin to understand that we're a part of something. And in my own particular life, I mean, I sought out psychics and I sought out readers and I mean, for years, tell me what I need to know, blah, 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 blah. And once I had the wind and once I really saw that the wind showed me and revealed things, I haven't had to seek it out ever since. So that I've learned to trust that all the information, all the things that I need to learn are on the wind, including that we're out of balance in this world. It's showing itself on a virus of the wind. And many years ago, when I was at a prophecy reading in Peru, the translator said that what they were saying in Quechua was that the viruses were going to come on the wind, that the illnesses were going to come on the wind. And so, you know, this was 15 years ago. So I always knew that, but I didn't have that relationship with the wind back then. So what this whole next piece is about is we think, we feel, we can bring it into form, but can we handle the reward? Because remember, the reward doesn't come over in the West where we'd like to think the harvest, oh yeah, that's my reward. No, that's where we stick it all into the silo, because the reward comes when we can live through a pandemic or some other situation and, you know, not have to kick the cat or not have to, you know, how we, you know, and that doesn't mean we can't be testy or have our moments, but how do we handle this? Have we gotten so far off our spiritual center that, you know, we're fighting with our neighbors or, you know, I mean, yesterday the homeowner sent this silly thing and I turned around and my automatic response was, hey, we're adults. We can decide when we want to, you know, go out and play, and I don't even play, what's that game, pickleball. They said, oh, we can't guarantee you're going to distance and wear your mask, no pickleball. So I'm like in a mood, so I just hit reply, and I'm thinking like, then I wrote him back 2 minutes later, I go, I don't even know why, I don't even play pickleball. But really, can't we decide as adults how to be responsible as we reintegrate? So this is going to be our spiritual responsibility now, is how are we handling this? How are we handling the reintegration? So it's kind of interesting that this is coming to a close. Now, the lull to sleep, remember your mission. It's so easy to fall asleep, and there's many, many stories and mythologies about how the north and the south wind, when the south wind goes to try to tame the north wind, the north wind is so cold and so biting and so persistent that it can lull the south wind, the emotions, back to sleep. And what does that mean? It means for me that if it's really, really hard out there spiritually, it's like, oh, do I want this? You know, how am I going to respond? Well, oh, I'm going to be spiritual when I'm on this class with Renee, but then I'm going to go to Trader Joe's and push my way to the front of the line. It's like, can we stay spiritually resilient, spiritually resigned, no matter what else is going on? This is the place of our imagination, this pursuit of spiritual excellence. The shadow, because remember, the east and the west wind, they are cooperating, they are harmonious, they balance us. the south and the north, this is the opposition. So this, when we move into our spiritual brilliance, this is when our shadow gets to come up full bore. And, you know, how do I serve the community? You know, in serving the community, we've talked about there's an emotional service to the community where you give and get resentful. But we're talking about how do I serve the community in a way that's, you know, that's upright, forthright. You know, how am I serving humanity? You know, am I staying home because it's better for other people that I stay home? Am I accepting? Am I accepting of myself and am I accepting of others? And, you know, this is where I get to become one with nature. So this, in here, we get to ask, what if? So we all came away with an idea, emotion, and a physical that we've been working with, and maybe many of them throughout this process. But what if I give up that idea? What if I give up the idea that this was going to be the year of being social? Well, so if I give it up, maybe it's about going to sit on the lawn with the neighbors, you know, and I said, in having that conversation or, you know, showing up a different way. So what if I give up my emotional bantering? You know, what happens if I give that up? What happens when I give up the physical? Like for the last, you know, I thought I was being physical and I walked around the development with 5 pound weights. And, you know, I think that's probably what I did to my shoulder and my neck. You know, what if I give up being physical for a couple of weeks, which I had to do. And, you know, I'm thinking like, well, this is the time I get to write and this is the time but what happens if none of the plans that I had set out for myself, what if I have to give them all up this year? Or any year or any day. So then I can, if I have a relationship with Boreas and North Wind, I can turn and say, I surrender this to you. What's going to make me a better citizen of the world here? So what happens is this calls us forth to the idea that a lot of our goals are illusionary. They're like this idea like, oh, if I only pay off my bills, then I'm going to be okay. If I only had somebody to hike with me, then I'm going to hike. You know, the question is how do we start to know whether our goals are self-serving and illusionary? And that's also answered by the North Wind. And so remember I said that there's the components of this is the spirit. So we keep turning it back to spirit, but there's a part of the changing community structure. So whereas, you know, we've been able to have these workshops in person for years, even from, you know, that all these people are going out teaching, and then all of a sudden now we have to find some kind of what is community when it's a dot on a screen. Does this serve me? Can I feel my community here? So what if we had to give up the idea that community was something else? And it's right now we're spiritually being asked to say, what is our community? Now, just about a community. So since the winter solstice, there was a group of four of us who were holding space for all of the fire tenders. And there's been a community that's grown up with that. And now we've never met in person. I don't even think if we've ever really had a Zoom call all together. We might have had one. But the thing is that I know these people. I like there's a telepathy, there's a community, there's a trust level that I've come up with these, and yet we've never sat around the campfire together. So to me, that's an indication that we're becoming more telepathic, that as humans, we're adapting to have just as much of a community experience online as ever before. And yet I did like to go sit with the neighbors, even, you know, they weren't, you know, somebody I would necessarily reach out to. So right now, just take a quick survey. If you got paper, pencil, write down, where is my community right now in this moment? If you're at home with a family, it might be right there. If you have a work tribe, it might be right there. It might be here. This might be the community, the Windwork Basics. You might be going in and out of communities. Jot them down. So just survey this community, this Windwork Basics community, and say we have our own separate private Facebook page. To me, somebody said, oh, I don't use Facebook, but what we've learned is that a lot of people have said, wow, that wall feels really trusting and safe. I belong here. You know, some of you have had a little trouble getting there, but now that you got there, you want to be there because you feel like, wow, this is something that I want to belong to. And I believe we really care for it. Whether or not I prefer people saying they're sorry that somebody, you know, that there might be a loss, you care for me, and I know that. You know, people have talked this week about, well, how transparent and how real you are. We really like that. We share a common attitude about that we're all here to take this Windwork practice. We have the same interests, and you know, our beliefs might be across the board, but we believe that there's something here in this Windwork, and that's so that's the East. That's what we think about in our mind. And then we feel the fellowship and relationship. We feel connected. That might not be all of you, but people have shared some pretty intimate details on there. You know, they've cried, they've pounded their fists and beat their, you know, about things going on, and there has been some real stuff going on in this group, and I don't feel like that anyone had to run over there and say, guess what I learned in this group today, blah, 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 blah. You know, I think it would be more like, God, I felt so safe there. You know, it has boundaries. It's a private group. People can't join. I make sure you're on the list. We have goals. We had this 4 goals, and now we get to continue if we want. So, and there's the one I was talking about in the north is this soul longing. This creates, you know, where in that song where two or more are gathered, there's love. It creates a separate entity of shared experience. We have a vocabulary that we use together. And you can move between communities all day long, but the energetics, the spirit that's of this community isn't the same spirit that's of another community. Like every once in a while, Sandra will write me, I'm not doing this anymore because that shaman's cave is so frenetic, Renee. And I'll take like, oh my God, I got to go over there and straighten it out. And I'm there like, you know what? It's not my responsibility to make sure that the shaman's cave is not frenetic today. But, you know, but I can make more boundaries. And I put like, posts need to be approved. And that's what I did. Then it calms down. You know, but if it's frenetic for her, then she can't go into that community and she'll go to another community. So we have to create boundaries so that communities feel that there's a communication and things feel, you know, good for each other. And, you know, and for me, it's like, well, you know, learning that it's all of our mutual responsibilities to make a community feel safe. It's not something that I can do. And that's been a real big thing for me right now, is seeing that I didn't have to show up and do it all. I drew this compass. This is my artwork. Thank you. So what we want to do now is we want to take and we want to take the pieces we've learned. And I think this is where this Windwork Basic class gets me tripped up, is like, I love to see the finished wind work. I love to see the finished prayer flags. I like to see the finished, the vision boards. I like to chop them apart, all of these things. But basically this is like your toolkit that's going to help you do these other things. This isn't the end all be all, and that's why I want to plant more seeds for support. The Bridget's going to continue on. And then you want to find out, do I have support? Right now, do you have support? Do you have family, friends, and community? Ask yourself, who needs what I'm offering? One of the things that I asked the other day was, how much you guys charge for your services? And that was because sometimes we offer things at too little value. And so I just wanted to kind of sense across the thing is like, if I'm offering something of a lot of value and people don't want it, then I'm offering it perhaps to the wrong people. And we had to learn that as a tribe here. And we lost some people. Some people stayed. And it was just like, I want to work with people who are willing to go in, do the work, and know that this isn't a one and done. It might be one and done for some of you, but it's a process that I go through every single season with people. It's not like, so if I'm going to go through it and I'm going to reveal this, how do we leverage these partners? How do I trust in the community? How does the wind find this community? So we have to start somewhere. In the last class, you were going to write about a couple of things. So what has been your follow-through? Did you do the artist date? Have you written down something that you would really like this year? Where are you going, and do you have the tribe and the community support to do it? And that doesn't mean toss out everybody, toss out all the baby with the bathwater. No, I started a different page. I said, this is this. And it's been trial and error. It's been going around that compass a few times. So we have an idea, we have our needs and desire, we have our health and wellness, and we have our spirit. What would be really good for you to do, and this is some work that, Bridget, this is what you could talk about on Monday. So make a list of 10 ways the winds have supported you in this workshop. It could be, wow, the idea of the wind showed up for me. It gave me, I was never happy with the wind, and I've started to find and feel. I feel the wind has helped me take those walks. So, find up where this wind work is supporting you. There's just, if I look at it, the support the wind has given me, it's created space to teach a class that people are going to come and take. How great is that? Again, it started with a few people, it keeps growing, and we keep learning, but it's given me the support I've needed to do the work. Whereas I've told you before, when I ran that Healing Arts Center, I got exhausted trying to drag people around for all those years. And I know we have somebody else who closed the yoga studio in this work a year or so ago. And just like me, she was trying to keep the Facebook open. I was keeping the phone number, keeping the website up for 2 or 3 years. Finally, I'm there like, this is not supporting me. This is, I'm not, when you're, when some, a work isn't supporting you, it's almost like you're having a codependent relationship with your work. I'm going to make you love me, work. No, it will start to support you. It will meet you. Things will start to show up when you get in align with that. Like, I said the physical, the air conditioning went out. Well, it was just the same amount of money as my stipend check from the government. How perfect is that? I said to the guy, okay, you took my stipend check. I don't even know if he, maybe he just thought, oh, I'll just take her stipend check. But it was like, it was the right amount of money, and it was the right time. And so the wind meets it. The wind will meet you when you're aligned to spirit each and every time. All of those ideas are met. The book comes. It doesn't mean that I don't have to do the work, but spirit meets it all along. Teachers will show up. There'll be the right sharing on the wall. This is how the wind will support you. Am I making sense? You with me? So, for workshop support, I'm going to review a couple of the terms. I'm going to give you some workshop support tonight. Look at the wind's meeting you already, so you can put that on your list. Renee went back and gave me some workshop support. I'm going to review a couple of the words. I've added the weekly integration hour because I think this month has been difficult. You know, it's challenged us because there was before this virus. This is that turning over experience, and it's been hard, and I want to continue to support you from my heart. You know, if you stay, that's great. If you don't stay, that's great. But it's a heartfelt, I think we still need support. And so I'm going to pay my assistant to do this. Not asking for anything in return other than, you know, it'd be nice if you came and supported her, but that's on Bridget and you. So we're gonna, and then we're gonna do the June Wind Mastery course because I feel like there's a tribe growing here that could really benefit from sticking together for a year to see where we are. And so people show up, I'm gonna keep teaching this stuff. People don't show up, I'm gonna keep doing this stuff. So one of the words, one of the things that people are having some things with is the spin axis. And the best way that I can describe the spin axis is to say that there is, think of it as a donut, that there's an energetic that comes through and keeps feeding our spirit. And this is wind, this is movement, this is, and so it doesn't matter if you look at the spin axis of the proton, because remember, we are the proton, we are nature. The shamans knew this. The shaman knew that everything is energy. So we're energy. So if this is what the spin axis of the proton looks like, that we have it within every cell, we have it as a big self of ourself, and that when it's connected to the Earth's magnetic field, just like a magnet, when it's connected, we can pivot and turn easier. Now, what people get trapped up with is they keep trying to locate it in space. And I think this was my fault. I'll just take responsibility when I said to get a second anchor point in this, you know, in the earlier spring equinox class. But I meant just so you, like Bridget said brilliantly the other night, it's like, so sometimes you need that second anchor when you're putting a boat in because the boat's wobbling, the waves are coming up. It just gives you, if that first anchor point slips, you still got another anchor, but that's not your spin axis. Your spin axis is that life force energy that comes in with the first wind breath and goes out with that last wind exhale. So it's more about, are you centered at the center of your awakening compass? Does that make sense? Why I put it into the earth because I just feel like the earth is already magnetic and can hold us. Does that mean you can't do your wind bath lying down? Absolutely, because it's still the spin axis turns. It can turn and, you know, it's still that anchoring into the magnetics. So don't take it so quite so literally. But don't take it nearly quite so literally. And so it's the same thing. It's like, look at it. So if you're this kind of person, look at it this way. If you're more like this, look at it this way, that it's the light. It's that energetic light that you breathe in and out to the world. You've seen those people who come into the room and breathe out their darkness. That's what they're breathing out. The more you're aligned, the more you know where that compass is all the time, the more you're breathing in and out light. There's been an experience that I've been having where somebody, love, 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 you're the, oh, I love you, you're the sweetest thing, and turned around and kicking the dog. You know, passive aggressive. You hurt me, boom, I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna shove that spin axis so far. You know, and yet it can look one way, but you know when you're balanced. You know when you're balanced. When you're balanced, you don't need that everyone thinks that you're all loving and all things. Like, one of the things you like about me is that I'm real. I have my bad days. I've had this pinched nerve in my fingers. I've told you I can't type much, so luckily there's a few assistants here who've been keeping those things going. And that's on me thinking I need to do it all. That was my West experience. I don't need to do it all. I have wonderful assistants who have been with me who are here for you too. And to the point where this work has been about learning for me to say, hey, I need help. And to know that that help is there. So let's talk about these anchor points because I just want you to see it in a different perspective. So what I was really shown that night, and this was, I thought it was a little more advanced than where we were at the moment, was that if the world started to flip, so right now the world's tilted at a, what is it, 18 or 13 degrees off of the actual magnetic north. I'm not sure, or 33, or I'm sorry, I don't have those numbers. If the world was to tip another 60 degrees, which some people have suggested it could do, we could go dark, we'd be in a different relationship to the sun for a few days. If we got so far jolted off of our axis, would we have our anchor points? No different than that night that I was journeying in the jungle and I was so far, I was so far dissolved that if it wasn't for that anchor point of that rattle, I wouldn't have found my way back. I just stuck to that rattle. I know that rattle. I know that way home. That's what shamanism teaches you. That's what these work, this wind work teaches you, is how to find your way home. Okay? So I'm going to do some point in May, I'm going to do a mini wind knot class. Because I noticed it wasn't even in the agenda for here, but that would give you energy when you need to have energy. Okay? So now what we're going to do, and it's a journey that is going to help you weave all of these directions together. And what it's going to do is you're going to unwind starting in the north, and we're going to finish in the north. And what the journey does is it takes you to find the difference between the wobbling and the not wobbling so that you can actually anchor a point into a place where there's a gap between what's wobbling and what's not wobbling. And you've got a pure example of it. So, we're going to find out in that moment where that wobbly knot is, and we're going to anchor in between the wobble and the not wobble so that no matter where the world spins to, we're going to have an anchor point. So we're going to know that gap between what's wobbling and not wobbling in our life. You with me? Hold on. And then I'm going to be on Monday night as well, because one of the things, and I'll be all transparent, is one of the people who works for me, I have several employees in my day job, is having an experience of not health. And so it's going to be my job to cover for her tonight on another event. So after this, I'm going to have to leave and we'll bring you back. And then I'll be on Monday night to clean up or help you with anything that might not have gotten clear tonight with all of this. But let's see where this journey goes. And then please tomorrow come over and report how it was for you. Are you ready? Okay. I think this journey is 15 minutes. So it's a longer one. So this is a journey to wake up your wind whistle for as a vessel of peace and harmony. And I'm going to rattle and I'm going to play the wind whistle. And imagine yourself facing north. And I invite you to lull yourself to sleep for a minute. See what that feels like. It's cold. It'd be easier to sleep through this. And a cold blast comes in and wakes you up. Just in the nick of time. Then turn counterclockwise to the west. The winds are inviting you to spin around really fast in your mind's eye so you're facing west. Spin completely around the circle. And feel the wobble. Feel how you're wobbling on the west. And as you wobble, turn south and see what that emotion is. Feel what that emotion is that can still take you off your center. Is it feeling disconnected, ill, dishonest, overworked? What's causing you to feel wobbly? And you're still wobbling, and you're still wobbling as you turn east. Tipsy, almost tipsy. What is that idea that keeps you off your center? What is that belief? Is it a belief about healers? Is it a belief about money? What is the belief that makes you wobble? And turn north. And as you're turning north, you're feeling wobbly. We're going to call first to the north wind. And I'm going to call to the north wind to help you find that balance between all that wobbles in your life and that firm, rooted faith that the north wind can provide. Stay out there and find the place between the wobble and the not wobble. Feel those feet rooted deep on the earth and sending that spin axis down into the belly of the mother to become stable with the magna, the heat of the center of the earth, feeling it hold you like fused iron. And on this next breath, feel that spaciousness between time and space where your pin is right between the wobble and the not wobble, but you're rooted deeply into the belly of the mother. And once you've got that space where you're firmly rooted, pick up your wind vessel. It might be your wind whistle if you have one. It might be, you know, you can make wind through your whistling if you don't have one. And we're going to rewind us. We're going to call upon the energy of our wind to bring us back into balance so that we know how we're holding ourselves at all times. We're going to call to Eurus. We're going to turn to the east. We're going to call to Eurus. And we're going to ask Eurus, with the help of our wind whistles, to show us the truth, to help us forgive the past memories, and to help us create a future memory right now, right here, that involves our wind instrument. Eurus, remove all that is not truth, all that is keeping me from being a spiritual, resilient person. Give me one word, one idea, one belief that I can hold as a future memory. And blow that word into your wind whistle, into your air. And now, with the strength of this new idea, turn to the south. And we're going to call to notice the wind of the south. And we're going to ask to strengthen our connection, to strengthen our physical well-being, to help us in our honesty, to help us play, to know our place, to be in peace, to walk in peace, to be autonomous, to have meaning. Call to notice and ask notice to show you what is the most important need you have right at this time, right in this space, that your wind vessel, your wind vehicle, your wind can help you stand in harmony, that you can call upon this need, this emotion, whenever you need it, to be strong, to be spiritual resilient. And now let's blow that into our wind whistle. Believe that you have the capacity to hold this emotion strong, no matter what winds are blowing. And turn and face the west. And we're going to call to Zephyrus to give us the physical strength we need to be spiritually resilient. Zephyrus, come here and help us in our physical bodies to be physically spiritually resilient. And ask Zephyrus, what physical activity do I need to engage more of? What physical activity do I need to let go? And blow that physical support into your wind vessel. So that you can stand strong no matter what wind is blowing in your life, what temptations you have. And now turn to the north. And call to Boreas that you can remain awake as you traverse this landscape of the next cycle of your becoming. And ask Boreas, what spiritual principle, what spiritual practice should I do or may I do on a consistent basis that will help me be spiritually resilient? And now with the help of Boreas, I want to take each direction and bring it in around full circle and bring it in through our spiritual access so that we are this compass, we are this cosmos in ourself, that we have all the tools that we need as we move forward in this next cycle of experience. Starting with the north, starting with the east, we're going to pull these up and bring them to the center of our spin axis. We're going to connect all of the winds of spirit in through the top of the crown of our head and bring it all the way down through the spin axis that meets us, bring it down through our spin axis that we meet into the center of the earth in that timeless space. And then I'm going to call us back with the rattle. So I'm going to invite you all to sit with that, to sit with that experience and maybe go back through it if you need to. But wow, when we were bringing those winds over, I felt like I was being wrapped in a blanket that felt just so comforting. And I don't know about you, but I was surprised at some of the words that I got and some of the directions and some of the experiences that I received. And I really hate to have to cut out here so quickly. I got a couple of minutes if anyone has anything to say. And, you know, we're not going to close this circle right now. We're because we're going to, since we're keeping the circle open, we'll probably close it, and I'll let you all know when we close it. And if you need to close it for yourself, you can go to your altars and close it, and then go to your altars and put one of something to represent each of these messages you got from the wind, and keep as you reinforce in the coming days, keep reinforcing that those winds come over you like from each direction and come in through the top of the spin axis and come down and fill you up and come back out and around. I hope that that was really helpful to you, and that kind of wove the circle a little bit. How are you feeling, anyone? I want to thank everyone for being part of this, and it's not over. I mean, it is over, but it's not over. Does that make sense? Just because of the timing and me listening to the wind. So I'm very excited to be here with you a little bit longer.